are you doing? What's your game plan, Buckaroo? Because your game plan right now is to fuck with me. And I don't like that game plan.
More, less crazy drivers, but just as many, like, per capita, I think, for cars on the road.
I don't know, man.
One Mandalay Bay, probably.
I should think there's something else interesting.
I would hope so, too, because I don't really want to talk about that.
Good afternoon and morning, everyone.
Hey.
Hey. This is Sit Sock. This is a, you know, another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dime. I was thinking, do you have anything that you've, I guess we kind of reviewed one in the last episode, so we just didn't title it.
Well, we could review another
one. We need to do better at giving the sections heads, you know, like, because we did the, like, Kendrick and Kyle review the ebook thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't finished a different book yet because I'm still working on it because it's so long.
Well, I guess, I mean, I've read a couple books since then, haven't I?
You want to talk about that?
Did I talk about Phoenix Project?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we talked about it when we talked about it. Like, we did the back and we did, like...
Oh, yeah. I finished it then?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're good. You're good at things, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't finished the next book I started since then, I guess, so... But it's got a name that's on my phone that I can't look at.
The Dresden Files book?
No, it's the other one. The Evil We Know.
The evil you know. The evil that's known.
No.
What is it about?
It's like a British Dresden.
No, is it really?
Kind of. He's an exorcist, but he's also
like
a
Constantine.
No, he uses a tin whistle. But it's a really interesting because it's the same kind of, you know, Dresden's real world, but then there's also magic. Cause fuck, why not? This guy is like, oh, it's normal, but also there's zombies and ghosts and blue guru and things, but people really just kind of cope with it. That's a really loud truck.
Well, he has a very small penis, so he needs a very large truck.
He's working. He's a worker guy. He needed that to work.
I can't find any good stories.
This one is, he's like a down and out exorcist, but like there's ghosts and it's like, whatever. No, people are like over it. So they're just ghosts. And if they get too annoying, then they call someone like him and he comes and gets rid of them for you.
Okay, so that sounds kind of interesting.
It is quite interesting. I think Kate...
And it's called what?
I don't... It's the Evil We Know. I'll link it.
The Evil Within Our Bodies.
Definitely not that.
The Evil Within Our Butts?
Definitely not that either.
So, I found a news story for an eventing segment.
Okay.
And I'm going to pause where you...
Eventing!
Okay, yeah, cool. That's great.
Do you want to give it a title, like an intro?
That's what I was thinking. Amy, can you make those, like, spring break sounds?
I'll drop some in from the library.
I don't think that should be the eventing thing, but okay. Okay, so I found something I was looking around here. We're not doing mass murder.
No, I just mean like that's an inappropriate intro for that to be the thing we talk about. You're like,
well, we are talking about the death of something.
Oh, okay.
Because I just found an article.
Wait, real quick. Is it millennials killing something?
No.
Damn. Okay.
What do you mean the millennials?
Like, no, like millennials are always killing stuff, right? Like. The millennials have killed the cell phone.
Well, they might have. You know, weirdly enough, they might have been responsible for this dying.
Oh, snap. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
Okay, you got to read it out loud. Use your big word.
I'm not going to read it out loud because I don't want to sit here and read the article.
Well,
for
I mean,
minutes.
You got to tell me what the
so
fuck.
So the article is titled.
You piece of human
rest,
garbage.
Rest in Peace or RIP AIM 1997 to 2017.
AOL Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger is finally going under as of December 17th. The service is stopping because the way they which they communicate has profoundly changed, wrote Michael Albiers, vice president of AOL. I didn't even know AOL was still around.
It is. It got bought by Time Warner.
That's right. I do remember that.
I think it's still owned by Time Warner, and they've been operating it as a free service.
Ah.
So, like, your AOL.com email addresses are still a thing.
And so, like, I definitely didn't have an AOL Instant Messenger address, but I had not an email, but I had the AIM profile.
We used AOL to access the internet for a number of years.
We did too, and I remember like that was the first internet chat engine I was ever on. So it was like, you know, I remember the ASL thing and how all that kind of stuff worked and how you just random chat people and.
Yep, and you were always racist.
What?
What?
I've never not been.
No, I mean like you. That everyone was, there was always at least one asshole in a chat room who was like a maniac, and you're like, what the fuck is that guy? Yeah, I know, we always block him. Okay.
But like, for people who didn't have things like IRC, IIRC?
IRC is the thing. IRC is a, if I recall correctly.
Okay. IRC chat, or
Internet Relay Chat.
Any of those kind of like very like I don't want to say command line based chat engines.
Geeky.
But they're like overly geeky chat engines.
Not normal kids.
AIM was like the first non-geeky thing that you could get into where you could like chat with people online. Yeah. Like, and you didn't have to be a total like computer geek to get it.
Am I in a turn lane?
No, but you're it's weird now.
The wiggly woo.
Yeah.
Wiggly woo.
So it was pretty interesting to be on that in the first place.
It was kind of fun to be there at the early days. I mean, Usenet was the original one, but that who cared about that? That's message boards.
And
fuck those.
It kind of defined a generation, I think.
It really did. And Yahoo and the MSN Messenger later.
Yep. And I remember those being competitive things, and I always stuck with AIM. And I can even recall right now sitting in my parents' second office, because our house was so large, we had a second office.
So many offices.
There was like 50 offices. Every room is an office if you believe in yourself.
If you put a desk in it.
Everything's a hat if you put it on your head.
That's the same.
Even a car.
My bedroom has an oven in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to stop and elaborate on that real quick.
That was a Mitch Hedberg.
Oh,
fuck,
is it?
You tell me how many bedrooms I can have in a house. My bedroom has an oven in it. My bedroom's in that guy's house. Hey, do you know you have one of my bedrooms? Please don't decorate it.
Alrighty then, a little bit of callback. Another thing that's dead, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh.
It's not too soon? Too soon?
Not our love for him.
Oh, not our love for him. No, that will never die. It's like a zombie.
Yeah.
Our love for Mitch Hedberg is like an undying creature of the dark.
It's like a storybook story.
What?
It's the Princess Bride. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Okay. But yeah, so like it's interesting because a lot of people in this article are talking about, you know, there's Facebook and Skype and GChat and Snap and WhatsApp and Slack and all this stuff now.
Oh my God, there's so many
and
chats.
Apparently AIM didn't like move forward with everybody else.
Nope.
They
stayed firmly in the 1990s.
I guess that makes me think about like Napster too, like all the stuff I used to do, like LimeWire, Napster. Like the first torrent engine I was using, because I never did that. So,
what was your torrent engine?
I don't remember.
BitTorrent. BitTorrent was probably the first one.
Yeah,
that was the main one for a long time.
But like, man, what happened? What happened to cool illegal internet practices?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act really did kick it in the nuts.
DRCBG.
Yep, that one.
The CBGBs.
That's where they got you.
So, on an aside, real quick, I know that we'll do another eventing because that was like, I don't know what we want to talk about there. It's just interesting.
You started and then we petered out. We were talking about
go ahead.
Well, it was a different time. It was a simpler time. People were less concerned with things like security and like the legality of the internet was still confusing to people. They didn't understand how much you could abuse it.
And that's, I just keep thinking about that, like things like to catch a predator, like how much of that shit happened through the lack of
oversight.
Chat, like security. I mean, it was a free and open world, completely coming from like that idea that you should be open to
world,
you should be open to communicate with everybody.
Yeah, just talk to people, man.
I mean,
just send dick pics.
Everybody likes dick pics.
No, sorry.
Everybody, make sure everybody has Zimas.
We got that wrong. Nobody likes dick pics.
We went a little free and open there.
Yeah, too far.
We went to Jim's Burger Haven.
What'd you think?
Fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Amy, did you like it?
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's your game plan, Buckaroo? Because your game plan right now is to fuck with me, and I don't like that game plan.
More less crazy drivers, but just as many like per capita, I think, for cars on the road.
I don't know, man. Probably higher per capita because there's nobody out here right now. Yep.
So I think, I mean, like, it's interesting because I bet you if you look at kind of the trends, you had a lot of stuff coming out of, well, I don't know if that's true, actually. I can bombastically talk about something.
Let's do it.
So, like, it feels like those very first intro kind of chat engines like AOL, Instant Messenger, Yahoo, MSN, even things like IRC and things like that I don't know because I wasn't nerdy enough to use anything but IRC for a little bit, were very like 70s kind of free love technology ideas where you're like, let's just let everybody talk to everybody, man. Everybody love everybody. Like, just communicate. Get to know people.
I'm genuinely startled because you're exactly right.
Am I really?
Yeah, the early chat engines, like when you had an IRC handle back in the old days, there wasn't really a security around it. You just picked a handle and then used it.
Mm.
And no one else would use it because that was yours.
And then you just, like, build a whole, like, all... That was the other thing that was in the article that was kind of interesting is it made me think of how that defined an the way of an avatar works. Like, your chat name. Like, I've been Crabshack101 since I was in AOL Instant Messenger. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't changed it since then. That's my online persona. Whenever I can, I try to get something like that.
So, why'd you pick that?
You know, when I was creating my first email address to get into AIM... I created a GoMail account, right?
Okay.
And I was trying to think of a name, and I couldn't think of anything creative. And I just, for some reason, I think we had just eaten recently, or I just saw a commercial or heard something about Joe's Crab Shack. I just did Crab Shack 101, and 101 is very easy to remember, so it's like...
That's fun.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this is great. This is my first name, and then it's always been available because it's weird, and nobody wants to be associated with their, you know, having crabs in a shack, apparently.
I don't want to attend. I don't want to visit anything called
like,
Crab Shack.
Like, oh, your name's Crab Shack? Like, I've heard that joke a lot on those, like, freer chat engines where you kind of meet people. Crab Shack? That's gross. And, like, what do you mean? I'm just talking about Joe's Crab Shack. And
I'm not going to mention any of mine because I had names I don't really want to, A, expose to the internet, B, remember. But
I want to know these.
The one I've been using lately for, like, the last 5 years.
Kennington Enos?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of it. But
is that not it?
It's Kentigern Enos.
No, I just call it Kentington.
I can't remember if it's Kentigern or Kentigern. I think it's Jern. I've seen both. He was actually a saint.
Amy, would you like to input on Kendrick's perhaps tree name that none of us can seem to remember or pronounce right?
How I pronounce it?
Yeah.
I was the Kentigern.
I think it is Kentigern because it comes from a Gaelic name.
Whoa.
And it's
you
translated,
can't just say things like that.
And it's translated into an Anglicized? No, it's actually Latin first and then English. So it got fucked up along the way. But he was a saint.
Sounds very
complex. There was a saint who's canonized under that name. But it was also the name of the king. It meant like king. I think it meant dog king or king of the dogs or something like that.
Hmm.
Maybe bears. I don't remember what it was. But it was like a cool king. That also was the name of a saint later when Christianity came through the UK. Well, what's now the UK? And Enos also came from a name for a king. So it was like King. Yeah,
king.
And it has the same initials as my name. And It, aside from the fact that I recently Googled it and found out it isn't a fantasy novel, someone whose name is that the opposite. It was like Enos Kentigern, but someone's name in a fantasy novel, I'd never heard of, and I didn't see it when I Googled it before, so maybe it wasn't in the Google.
Anybody who knows the etymology of those words is obviously getting a spoiler.
Well, yeah. So, basically, it's no one, and I think it's a random aside character, like they're listing off 40 people, and it's one of the people who dies or something,
okay.
So it's not like the main character. But as a result, I've never had to adorn it with any numbers or anything. Like it's two unusual sort of Gaelic names,
mm-hmm.
And so you never run into someone who's going to use both of them.
Yeah. So, Amy, is your online persona just dot usually, or like, what do you usually go for when you have to come up with like a more complicated username?
Usually, it's mostly Jolly Dot. I just picked because I don't remember why. It told me I couldn't use my own name or something. I was like, "Fuck you, Dot."
Now, why Dot?
It's cute. It's easy. It's short.
Yeah.
Not Animaniacs.
Most.
That too, because I like when she says, "Cindy Crawford, eat your heart out."
That's good.
So
that
show
is not okay for kids. I don't know how they showed it to kids.
Though.
There's that like Prince fingering joke too in there, and you're like, "Whoa!" Like if you didn't catch that.
Oh no, the show is nothing but that. That show they've said, the creators have said, like, if it weren't for Steven Spielberg being on that, it would never have gotten made. But yeah, so. That's good.
But then I was thinking
mostly
about...
Jolly. I'm surprised you get that as often as you do.
Nobody ever takes it. It's always open.
That's probably because Burn Jews Burn is always people's main go-to.
Or XX Legolas XX, which is what I learned from World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
When they introduced hunters, everybody who wanted to play like a high elf hunter, which had like blonde hair and
had, like,
elfy 16
eyes. Permutations.
Of Legolas. How many different ways can you leet speak Legolas with X's in behind in front
well,
of
someone? Someone had a nickname for one of the guys at the RMSG. Douglas and his very elfin. They called him Douglas.
Douglas.
That's a name I can't not call him anymore. What do we have for time here?
Like 14 minutes. So.
Okay, well, this is a short one then, guys. You get a short one.
Well, we can talk a little more because I kind of want to finish the
thought. Okay, finish your thought.
So the idea that I was talking about was how you kind of defined your avatar that way, right?
Yeah.
And how so many games after that point, like even things like EverQuest and all those things were just builds on how specifically you can build your avatar. And it wasn't necessarily AIM, and that's not what I'm saying, but AIM was the like mainstream thing that got everybody on board with this idea of online avatar.
It really propelled it out of the geek world and into the normie world.
It did. And you'll forever remember, if you were an AOL Instant Messenger, the little guy, the little runny guy.
Yep.
Like their avatar online is like forever embedded in your head. So it's just amazing thinking back on Instant Messenger, how much of an impact it seemingly had with all these things that were connected to how we've now chat and how we now our presence online exists, right?
Puppers.
I know there's more puppers. But it just kind of, and now I'm thinking, now I'm like really reminiscing hard, because thinking hard about all the times I used to sit and play WoW and like all the games I used to play all the time. And
yeah. And it is interesting you talk about how it defines your avatar, because that's one of the things that I wrote about college, right? And on the Ethernet back when I used to give a shit about your
stupid two-bit fucking website
and blog.
Hack site?
Bullshit.
Hack bullshit.
When I used to write shit for it.
Fuck that guy.
And shit and fuck. Weirdly abusive, way fast. Was about the avatar and the extension of the self, because of how we exist as two selves normally, and having the internet gives you almost an infinite number of selves. Especially in things like World of Warcraft, where you have like a literal infinite number of selves, because you can be all kinds of different creatures.
Yeah, and I was thinking Second Life. I never played it, but the transition between like an Instant Messenger chat avatar and Second Life, wow, like,
yeah,
I'm really surprised it didn't turn into like a Ready Player One more than it did. It kind of died.
Yeah, it died down a lot. I think there were some scandals around it, and then people kind of lost interest.
But you have things like EVE Online, right?
Yeah,
that's
EVE Online.
That's a crazy example.
EVE Online remains crazy, but all these have stayed in the corner. Like, they're all just exclusively nerds, right? No normal people play.
Mm-hmm.
Or no one would own up. Okay. EVE Online and Second Life now, I think Second Life might have actually died, but EVE Online now is kind of like World of Warcraft was 15 years ago, where only nerds played it. Like, it wasn't a mainstream thing. Now, a lot of people play World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And all kinds of, you know, different people play it habitually, people play it seriously. But EVE Online, I don't think anyone plays EVE Online, like, casually.
Unless they're legitimately making money. Because you could actually have a job for EVE Online.
Yeah, but I don't think you could call that casual then, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So no one's like, oh, yeah, I play like a couple hours a month on it. Or,
it was definitely a barrier to entry when I heard what people were doing in that game. And I was like, whoa, I'll never be able to do that.
Well, and the people, like, wasn't that one of the ones someone starved to death playing or something? I think it was World of Warcraft.
Oh, that was EverQuest. And it was in Asia. Some Asia.
Oh, fuck Asians starving then.
Yeah, I know.
They do it all the time.
Well, I guess I know shit. Let's just fuck it. I'll be the guy. They've had that region of the world has always had an issue with MMOs, because not only because they've always been more addicted to gaming in ways like longer games have always been referred to as JRPGs, like longer RPGs, and only recently have those things started to get translated over to like the length of those games are longer now in America that aren't considered traditional JRPGs. But
I mean, okay.
You don't think so?
Oh, no, I mean, they were JRPGs because they were made in Japan, and then later on they were called JRPGs because people made them styled after it was made in Japan, but it's true that they were longer.
They're very long games, and the amount that people play these MMOs when they came out, like EverQuest, Dark Age, Camelot, even World of Warcraft, is so much so that that's one of the few regions in the world where you have gold farmers, where you have account generation stuff. You have these people whose jobs it is to like build and sell these accounts all the time, and so... Like, I don't know. I've heard a few stories of it happening here, but I haven't heard nearly as many as I've heard in the other countries. Because food is more easily accessible to be delivered in the United States, maybe. They made
like
a joke in World of Warcraft. So they added a feature to NeverQuest where you could order pizza inside the game. So you could use a bot to order Pizza Hut, and it would know where to get it from because it's local. Blah blah blah. But
it's funny.
They made a joke in World of Warcraft. So, you're playing Heroes of the Storm, right? You've played a Pandaren before, like the panda dude.
Yeah.
They made a joke one April Fool's, because Blizzard's great at April Fool's, where they added Pandaren Express into the game.
That's
and
awesome.
You could actually get Panda Express delivered to your house and things like that. And it was kind of a harken back to people talking about the guy who, like, or like the thing that EverQuest did, like, to add pizza to the food access to the game. So if you're playing, you don't have to leave the game to stop to, like, order food.
I mean, it's clever.
It's a great way to keep people not, you know, leaving your game for doing to be scared. But there's definitely a lot of stereotypes around those things, like how much time you spend online, how much time you waste, and all that stuff.
I don't know if I'd say necessarily waste, but it's true, those games are time sinks. Like, they take a lot of time. It's easy to spend a lot of time on those games, and there's a lot of games like
it. I think it's easy to spend a lot of time on those games is one thing to say. As much the time you can sink into them is relative to how is relative to the size, right? So you could play the same game over and over again if you played
it
before.
Sure, but I mean,
it's just easier to do with an MMO because it's constantly changing.
Well, that's what I mean. Is like,
because you can have people that control their play. They only play 2 hours a week, or
right?
They only
right,
play one
but
day a week.
But it's World of Warcraft players are not typically the type to have tightly controlled play like that. They tend to be, I mean, the people I know who play World of Warcraft tend to play the shit out of it. And the people who play The Sims tend to get way into The Sims, to harken back to a previous conversation. The people who play EVE Online, they don't play 1 hour a week. You know, that's just, it doesn't, you can't really keep up in that game like that. Even World of Warcraft, to some extent, to reach a lot of the levels, if you don't have a clan to run with, it gets less fun. And so I think a lot of those games tend to reward playing them thoroughly and heavily, and it's not necessarily a bad thing at all. It's just one of those things where it becomes a large hobby. You know, like, there are other hobbies out there you can get into that are smaller, like mobile gaming. You can totally do mobile gaming for an hour a week.
But now I actually am in a mobile game where we have a Discord chat for the game because of things we do in the game.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that crazy?
So many games are still like that. But, like, there's games I can play. In fact, what's this one I was just playing?
Boobs and Dicks and Stuff?
That's not a game. It's a website.
Oh.
I think it's a game.
It's a life experience.
Yeah, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
It's just who I am as a person. Sorry. Just looking at all the messages that distracted me. Polytopia. It's a turn-based square grid strategy game, like mini Civ, and I love it.
Okay.
I spend 15 minutes of time in a session sitting down, and then I don't play it for 3 or 4 days, and then I'll pick it up again and I'll play it and I'll put it back down again for a few days.
And so, like, my games are the complete opposite of that. Like,
yeah,
the games I play on my phone are like the new MMOs for me. So I don't I don't play MMOs anymore because I play these phone games.
But so those are the differences in those kinds of games. Is that this is a game that it does nothing. It doesn't hurt me at all to not play.
Yeah.
Like, there's no daily achievements. There's no team play.
Yep.
There's no versus. It's literally just I'm playing with myself.
You heard it here, folks.
On my phone.
Kendrick plays with himself on his phone.
Yep.
Picture it didn't happen.
No. And how can I take pictures of me playing with my phone?
With your other phone.
I don't have. Actually, I might have another phone somewhere.
All right. Well, I thought it was kind of cool to reminisce about that. I didn't want to talk about any other crazy shit that's going on. Like
everything else.
Well, like, I mean, there's all this stuff, like, what was the thing we heard last night from DeFranco? Like, how the U.S. voted against the death penalty.
I read that. You should go read the document before you say anything.
Yeah, a lot of places are covering it incorrectly, and I'm now deferring to DeFranco for most of my news on the internet, because I think he actually does a good job, like you were saying yesterday, of kind of being bipartisan and just kind of presenting as much as he can, and it's a pretty good source. But the places are just, like, focusing on, like, one part of the paragraph
and
not the second part of the paragraph.
That document was mostly about phasing out the death penalty entirely. And it's come up, like, a half a dozen times.
Yeah, they voted no on it for, like, the last five times it's happened.
Yeah, and then recently they put in these paragraphs specifically mentioning
homosexuality
and transgender. Yeah. And they voted no on it again, and now it's a scandal. But the biggest part about it is that people who... It's got some potentially binding choices to it, so if you agree to it, you have to agree to be phasing out death penalties.
It's like all or nothing.
Yes. And so the federal government doesn't maintain a stance. The U.S. federal government doesn't maintain a stance on death penalties. They let the states handle it, and exactly half of the states do it, and half don't. So they didn't want to force those state governments to behave a certain way, so they've not participated in it.
And so it's normal.
And they've been doing that for years. Doing, That's been the standard operating procedure for three administrations. Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk about the Mandalay Bay thing either because
Well, that would have been months ago at this point. So.
We were close to that when it happened, and it was kind of freaky, and we don't really want to talk about it.
There's not much to talk about.
Not really.
So.
There's actually a lot to talk about when it comes to the guy because there's some pretty crazy stuff that based around like how it all happened. But
lots of stuff can keep coming out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you're waiting.
Am I? Mm-hmm. I say I'm waiting, not I'm wishing. I'm bad at things. All right, well, thanks for listening again, everybody.
Yep.
Go save your AIM accounts if you
don't
want
kill anybody,
to.
Please.
But don't kill people.
Please
and,
don't kill people.
You know, yeah. Don't enact the death penalty on your own front lawn because that's not a right.
And don't do the death penalty at all, probably. Yeah. I mean, maybe push your state legislature into disallowing federal or death penalties so that the federal government isn't forced to.
You can't get that political
on
here.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Fuck bitches. Make money. Like, comment,
Amy,
subscribe.
Anything you want to add to that?
Is there anything to add to that?
I mean, I guess it is pretty definitive.
Yeah, man.
All right, yeah, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next time.